Zane, you look gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Are we starting or not?
No, this is all fair. It's not on you.
I'm just going to give you... Okay, fine.
Welcome back, everyone. We have now Zane Lee. Hi, Zane.
Hello, Mo.
Zane will be talking to us about 27 ways of experience sharing. Do you want to tell us a little bit of what this is?
What I've done is about myself, actually. And I was trying to find the way how to express myself with the visual ways. And I was trying to find a way, specific way, an answer. But at the end of last term, I found that it's not fair. A way is not enough to explain myself. So I just decided to make 27 ways, which is my age. I'm 27 years old now.
You do look 27, but okay.
Thank you.
Interesting. So I'll ask you this question, and I think this question came up quite a lot in the past couple of interviews. Because it seems that some people are doing work that is very self-expressive, mm-hmm. and it kind of reflects on their own personal mm-hmm. experiences. So I want to ask you, are you doing this project for yourself, or do you have any specific audience? Do you want some people to relate to it, or yeah, that sort of thing?
Actually, it's for both, for myself and for also other who has similar experience. But that is my main audience and target. But if it could be listened by the others who are who are responsible for the issues, it would be great. But I'm not really that's not my main target. But yes, for myself and for those who having experienced
similar situations. Similar. Okay, so do you wanna tell our audience a little bit of what those situations are, what those issues are that you're experiencing?
Yes.
Yeah.
As I told you, it was about me, and it was specifically about me being a woman, actually. So all of my work and all of my experience was about how I feel about being a woman in our society. It's more about how I'm living. In Korean society, how much I have to pay for my sanitary pad, how many catcalling I'm getting from in the street, and those things.
Okay, so those are very a very loaded topics, and they have so many things to talk about, and so many people are already talking about mm-hmm. this. So as a designer, do you think that the personal experiences are powerful in communicating big ideas?
You mean is it more effective?
Yeah, is it more effective? Yeah, if it's coming from the point of view of a person mm-hmm. and it's one-on-one kind of personal experience, is it more powerful and more effective if it's communicated in that way?
In my opinion, yes. Because I'm a kind of expert in that field. Right?
You can, exactly.
Since I'm a female and I have experienced all the days as a woman thinking. So I am now kind of expert with the 27 years. So yes, I think it's more powerful with more it's more not knowledge from the book, knowledge from my experience itself.
Interesting.
So yes, I believe and I hope it become more powerful to be listened by others.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. I think it's really fascinating that you said that you're an expert on this issue because you live it probably day by day. Mm. So that's a really interesting point, I think. So you're an expert in the issues that you're experiencing,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to get communication design or graphic design to kind of moderate that or facilitate that and bring it into the mass,
mm-hmm.
right? So you want other people to you want to communicate your experiences through the mass, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that takes me to the second question. Graphic design is usually about mass communication.
Yes,
it is. Do you see the relationship between mass communication and personal experience? What do you think the kind of... There's some sort of a link, but do you want to elaborate on that?
I believe that, like, I know, like, what I've done in my BA was about all mass communication, like, working with the client, like, making poster and logo thingy. But when it comes to me, like, when it comes to my work, I want to talk about my personal experience. And, like, when I try to find a link between the mass communication and my personal experience, I feel like my personal experience become a start point.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
And like, yes.
Okay. So you think, and that maybe goes back to the question before that, mass communication, or like talking about specific topics, could be more interesting and more powerful if it's coming from a personal, one-on-one personal experience.
Yeah.
How are you gonna use graphic design to, you know, to do that?
You know, a lot of people are asking a lot of those questions, and I don't know. Like, the reason why I did the 27 ways is because I'm not sure about which one is right, and like, I'm still looking for it. So hopefully I can find one, or like, I feel like all the work I've done could be the answer, like, not only the like specific answer. So I hope, like, maybe a collection of those experience can be an answer for it, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, right. interesting. Do you want to tell us what you have in the drawer for the audience, if there's anyone down there and they're going through your stuff?
I think so. It's too late already, right?
Yeah.
6 p.m.
what do you want to say? What is it that you're going, you know, you're having down there?
There is like 5 objects, I believe. And one is my sanitary pad. Right? It said, like, this is my body. And it is about, like, catcalling, like, or about sexual harassment I got. Like, because people are touching my body without permission, and like, just I want to say, this is my body, will like, fuck up. Those I couldn't say at the moment.
Right, yeah.
I was so scared at the moment. So, like, I embroidered it on the sanitary pad. Like, you know, embroidery is more like traditional woman's work, take a lot of time and female thing in old days. But yes, I want to make it with the visual. And the other thing is, yes, there is a hair. My hair, actually.
Your hair?
Yes.
Do you wanna tell us more?
There
about...
is two, like, how do you say, two junk of hair. Like, one is from hair when I have pink hair.
Okay.
And the other one is purple hair. If you look at closely, you can see at the end of the hair has a black hair on it. So I just want to... It was interesting because still I had, like, bleached my hair for a lot of reason. But, like, after, like, as time goes by, the black hair comes out. So I feel like it could show my identity still, like, black hair with Asian. I don't know. I don't really have, like, meaning in it. But I feel like this is something that shows myself.
Okay,
so I hope people feel like interesting in it.
Okay. do you have anything else in the drawer?
There is something more. I don't think it's proper to say it. There's my boob in it. There's an object that shows my boob, not actually my boob. And there is my. I think it's not proper to say it. Okay, you can check. You can go and check, guys.
that is a great note to end on.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Saint, for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.